Without further ado, let's bring on the recruiting expert, the man, the legend, from Tech Sideline and thesaber.com, Chris Horn. Happy New Year to you, sir.
Happy New Year, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm doing great now that I'm back here. That was a busy week because, the Jimmy Martin injury, and it's never easy. You know, a bowl week, you want to go down and relax, write a few stories, have a nice meal, cover a game, and come home. But no. Couldn't be that way. And if you saw the game, it's fun. I like bowl season.
Yeah, me too.
I turned on Virginia's game. It was an afternoon game. I came back from practice. I had a couple stories to write. I figured I'd have the game on as background, look up every now and then, get my stories written. But it was such a compelling comeback and a great performance by Marcus Higgins that I was almost late with my story. So let me apologize to my desk staff. I got kind of caught up in that. And it's fun. I watched the Peach Bowl. It's just a great time of year to me. And, as you can expect, it was a long, hard day covering that Gator ball because we suddenly had a couple extra sidebars we had to deal with.
Yeah, stories, as you know, just keep coming out of nowhere all the time.
So it's unbelievable.
That's a lot of being a reporter, though.
It's unbelievable. Anyway, recruiting, big week going on. You've had a lot of great updates, including two of them today and an interesting one yesterday. But the Jarrell Miller, Army All-Star game is this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to make his announcement. I keep hearing Tech is right in there, but no lock. But maybe the competition isn't coming from UVA, UNC?
UNC is kind of the hot name recently, but, honestly, Mike, I think it could be one of four teams in my mind. I don't think Florida will be the team. That's one team that I would say probably won't be, in my opinion. But I think it could be Tennessee, UVA, Virginia Tech, UNC. It'll be interesting to watch, that's for sure, on this Saturday to see where Jarrell announces, because it seems such a fluid situation, and as is typically the case in recruiting a lot of times where it is a fluid situation. But, I wouldn't count out any of the four schools I just mentioned. And like I said, I think Florida, and I'd be slightly surprised if it was Florida, if Florida was a choice, just because that's a school that, while Jarrell did tell me he had a great visit there, and I know he was very, very high on them, but I think that's just not a school that I've been hearing with him recently. So. But UNC certainly is kind of the hot name recently, and it'll be interesting to see what happens. I tell you, it's going to be an interesting situation to watch.
Who else is? I know there's a handful of kids that are using that Army game as their platform.
Mm-hmm.
Who else can we expect to hear from this weekend?
Actually, LaShawn McCoy, the outstanding running back out of Bishop McDevitt High School in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, is supposed to be announcing his decision this Saturday, I believe, as well as Brandon Spikes, who's an extremely talented linebacker prospect out of Crest High School in Shelby, North Carolina. And both, obviously, McCoy and Spikes are considering Virginia Tech. Spikes, it seems like he's, in my opinion, he's probably going to end up in the SEC at either Florida or Alabama, although Tech is kind of the third team in that mix. And then McCoy, Virginia Tech, me and you and I have discussed in recent weeks that Virginia Tech's in pretty solid shape with him, so I wouldn't be surprised to see Tech land McCoy if he does indeed announce on Saturday. And that would be an outstanding get for Virginia Tech, even if he does have to go to prep school, just getting a tailback of that caliber, and it's just phenomenal. He's a five-star prospect, one of the top tailbacks in the country. And prep school is not all bad, as there have been many cases where kids just go to prep school and work on the academics that they need to improve, and at the same time can lift weights, get stronger, and be even more prepared to play in college their first year once they get there, as opposed to having a redshirt a year. So we'll see what happens. It's a good reason for Virginia Tech fans to tune in on Saturday.
Yeah, I keep hearing the positive stuff about McCoy, too, and his probable landing spot at Tech. Now, is he healed enough from that leg injury? Is he actually playing in this game, or is he just kind of like an honorary?
Actually, the information I heard the last time was that I think it's more honorary, but we'll just have to see. From what I heard, that he really wanted to play in the game this weekend, but we'll just have to see, I guess, if he does go ahead and play.
Hutch Eckerson, one of my favorite names. We talked about him earlier because he was a young man who was candid enough to admit that the situation at UVA had sort of changed his thinking,
mm-hmm.
and I'm still waiting to hear about some hires at UVA. So he is named a favorite. Tell us about that.
Well, and talking to Hutch last night, it still seems Virginia Tech, or excuse me, UVA is still hurting from that, and still kind of on the outside looking in for him. Virginia Tech was a school that Hutch named as his favorite to me last night over North Carolina State and South Carolina. In my opinion, I think in the end it's going to come down to Virginia Tech and North Carolina State. North Carolina State being the school that his parents went to, and he grew up, I guess, kind of a childhood favorite. That was a childhood favorite. But Virginia Tech is a program he likes a lot. Had a great unofficial visit when he went there for the Miami game. He still has his official visit to take, which is pretty good to be named as a leader before the official visit even takes place. And that's coming on the 20th, a week after the South Carolina visit, which is next weekend. And South Carolina is a school certainly you can never count out just because Steve Spurrier is such a good recruiter. And I know they have a need for offensive linemen this year, so there's no doubt in my mind that they're gonna try to sell Hutch on that fact, and we'll see about that. But he told me Hutch has liked Virginia Tech for a long time. Along with UVA, they've been really the school that he's mentioned up at the top of his list for the longest time. And of course, UVA having dropped since Coach Prince left. But Virginia Tech's always been up there. He's always liked the program. He likes the what he told me last night was that he really likes the winning mentality that Virginia Tech brings to the table, and I know he's looking forward to going back. I think he really enjoyed Blacksburg last time. So official visits still will tell the tale, I think, with Hutch. But right now, Virginia Tech's got to like its position.
And that's an area of considerable need, losing the three seniors who made either the first or second all ACC teams. You can never have enough offensive linemen. I mean, you need 10 at all times to have it too deep. So I think that's one area Tech would be happy to load up on. And with Aaron Brown enrolling in January, he's got early line. I understand that kid is good enough to play next year.
Yeah, he's certainly a talented prospect, rated a four-star prospect nationally and by the recruiting services. And Aaron is, like you mentioned, a kid who if he's able to pick up the offense and step right in, he could see some playing time as a true freshman, and getting there, enrolling this month certainly will help his cause because he gets to take place in spring practices and things like that and gets an early start on the weight program, and then of course next year over the summer can really get into it once he comes in for summer practice and things like that. So Aaron's an outstanding prospect out of Ohio, 6'6", 285 pounds. They also Virginia Tech also has two other commitments for offensive line, including Bo Warren out of Centerville High School, which is in Clifton, Virginia. Excuse me, and Clark Crum, another prospect out of Ohio, actually, who is about 6'7", 280 pounds or so, and both Crum and Warren are going to sign with Virginia Tech in February. So far, so good, certainly in terms of offensive line recruiting. But if they can land Hutch, who really had an excellent he was actually in the North Carolina South Carolina Shrine Bowl last month and really really performed well. I think he really caught the eye of a lot of coaches who were on hand, both the high school as well as college and recruiting analysts as well. Just had a great week. It seems like he has a lot of confidence coming from that week, and would be an outstanding addition for Virginia Tech. And Billy Cuffey, who is a 6'5", 320-pound offensive lineman out of Deep Creek High School, is another kid who is on the radar. Virginia Tech has verbally offered, depending on if Billy can raise his SAT score just a little bit, they will officially offer. He's going to take an official visit to Virginia Tech on the same weekend as Hutch, actually, and heading into the season, I heard that the recruiting year, I heard Virginia Tech was looking to take five. So Cuffey could be certainly a kid to watch in terms of him getting an actual official offer from Virginia Tech, and then we'll see how that goes. So Virginia Tech's in pretty good shape, and if they can land Hutch, certainly that would be an outstanding addition.
Yeah, I enjoyed reading your profile of Cuffey because there's a guy who's already got some size at 6'5", 320.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's an inch shorter than Hutch, but he's got 50 pounds on him. He's going to go to ECU. It looks like this kid's all over the map. He's been to UVA and Maryland, going to ECU, and he's going to work in Tech and NC State. So
that's right. In my opinion, I think it really would come down to the in-state schools, Virginia and Virginia Tech, which both are kind of the same scenario. They both have verbally offered but haven't officially offered yet, whereas Maryland, NC State, and East Carolina all have officially offered him at this point. So I think if Billy's going to wait till signing day to announce the decision. So it could just be a matter of, you know, whichever school offers him first in terms of in-state school may have the edge there. But he is going to East Carolina this weekend. He is going to Virginia Tech, as I mentioned, on the 20th. He did like his visit to Virginia a lot, sources told me, and as well as Billy told me that as well. And he liked Maryland too, but I still feel the in-state schools may be the teams to beat if they come in with official offers. And the reason he was kind of a sleeper prospect this year was as a junior last year, unfortunately in the first game he suffered a hip injury that kept him out for the rest of the season. So he wasn't able to really show what he could do as a junior. Came back, had some solid combines in the springtime, and was 100% healthy this year and played pretty well. So things are going pretty good for Billy, and I know he's very excited about his options right now and looking forward to the month of January.
Visiting with Chris Horn, we're in the TechSideline.com recruiting report on tonight's edition of the Tech Beat. Chris, one thing I meant to ask you last week, I want to ask you before we go to break, and then we come back, I've got some more prospects to talk about. Let's go back a few years. Have you heard the rumors Kenny Lewis, son of Kenny Lewis, signed with Tech and then went and played baseball with the Reds? Hot rumor that he's about ready to give up baseball and enroll at Tech. I heard this weekend that that rumor is probably true, but maybe a year away. He may give baseball one more year. Now, you can be, Chris Wenke, you can be a pro in one sport and an amateur in another. So he could certainly enroll in Tech and have the full course of eligibility remaining. The only question it appears to be, and I haven't gotten this confirmed, is when he's going to do it. You know, if he has one more year. I know he started out like a ball of fire in the Reds chain, and I don't know what's happened, but apparently he's thinking, you know, if it doesn't work for me this year, I'm going to college. Are you hearing anything along those lines? I don't know how much time you spend on that because it's sort of old news. He's not a current recruit, but just in your pipeline.
I did hear that, actually. Chris Coleman, who's been on the show in my place a couple times, told me that news and that he heard the same thing. So I think certainly there's a lot of smoke to it, and I think there's probably some truth to it. In terms of the specifics, I'm not sure if he is going to come this year or next year, or like you said, give it a year. So I haven't heard anything in terms of up-to-date information on that. But if Virginia Tech can get him, obviously they'd be adding a lot more speed to the team. Obviously, they have a lot of speed right now, but to the offense, he was an outstanding running back for George Washington and Danville, and brings a lot of speed. Like about, I think he runs about 4.3 in the 40 or something like that. So I think bring a lot of speed and versatility. He's kind of one of those backs who you can maybe kind of spread out as a receiver, put in the backfield, kind of one of those versatile. Kind of scat back, I guess, is what they used to call him. So I guess, in terms of Kenny, I think he's got a lot of ability, and he certainly would be an asset if he did decide to come back to Virginia Tech.
Yeah, if he's anything like his father, that would be a very, very good get for him. And I need to call Big Kenny about something else anyway, so I may have to just ask him about that. Brian Whitmore of Oscar Smith in Chesapeake commits to University of Maryland. My favorite thing, a decommitment maybe?
Yeah, it sounds like it. And speaking to Brian, he was pretty candid in saying that he felt he committed a little too early, and he made an official visit to the University of Maryland last month on the weekend of December 9th, and quite a few prospects actually were on there, and including Drew Gloucester, who was another Virginia Tech target, was visiting Maryland that weekend, and I think Brian really clicked with Drew and several other kids who did commit to Maryland, and went ahead and kind of and rode the wave, I guess, and committed as well. Now he told me last night he's looking at South Carolina and Virginia Tech as well, and he's going to take official visits to both. He wasn't sure on the dates, but he does want to check out both schools and see what they have to offer. And Virginia Tech's always been a school that's been high on his list, so I think it's probably a good reason for Virginia Tech fans to be somewhat excited. Although he did mention that, you know, he's still considering Maryland for sure, but he does want to take these two visits to South Carolina and Virginia Tech to see what each of those schools have to offer, and certainly Virginia Tech would love to get Whitmore, and to go along with Graves in-state would be a couple of outstanding in-state defensive end prospects for the future. So we'll see what happens, but for sure I think Brian has he definitely didn't label himself a soft commitment, so I think he's pretty open right now. And it seems like the final three at this point anyway are Maryland, South Carolina, and Virginia Tech. He didn't mention any other schools that he's looking at right now, so I think it seems like those are probably the finalists.
You know, we get one every year, it seems like. And I can't think of any so far in Tech's class. Have you heard of any? I guess the in thing is soft commits or possible decommits, but you know how I feel. Mm-hmm. Commit is commit. When you say that word, you mean it. But you think anybody's committed to Tech that may not sign?
Well, I think Jacob Sykes, who was actually rumored to be a gray shirt candidate anyway, which means he wouldn't necessarily sign in February, but he would sign next January, actually is going to take a few other visits, check out some other schools. But other than Jacob, I think it seems like Virginia Tech's looking pretty good in terms of keeping all the commitments that they have so far intact and signing all of those kids. So I think other than Jacob, who I hope to speak to pretty soon, I think Virginia Tech's looking pretty good, and certainly is hoping to finish strong, similar to last year, and is in pretty good position with quite a few prospects. So we'll just have to see how everything plays out, and certainly beginning this weekend, this Saturday, when you hear the announcements of McCoy, Spikes, and Miller. So we'll see what happens this weekend, and kind of go from there. But Virginia Tech's still involved with a lot of other good prospects, and you and I just mentioned Whitmore and some other prospects from the state of Virginia, including Brent Vinson and Matt Wright out of Phoebus. Virginia Tech's in pretty solid shape with them, although Vinson, it seems like, could go either way with Tennessee, but I think they're in good shape with Matt Wright and some other out-of-state prospects as well. So it does look like it should be an exciting month for Virginia Tech.
Guy we talked about last week, because I was confused based on an apparent mistake, and again, I'm not knocking my brethren at the Roanoke Times. We all make mistakes. But their list for Lucas Caporelli, the two-way back from Robinson, didn't include Tech. And you and I said last week we thought that was the case. Well, you've since talked to Mark Bendorf, who confirms Tech is still in the hunt for this kid.
Yeah, that's right. And Lucas is a 5'11", 190-pound, extremely productive running back for Phoebus. Also played defensive back, was kick returner. And certainly has the ability to play receiver as well. And he is still considering Virginia Tech. He made an official visit there last month on the weekend of the 9th. Is going to Coach Bendorf mentioned to me this morning that he is going to visit Wake Forest this weekend and the University of Virginia as well, which I believe will be on the 20th, and which is shaping up to be a kind of a big weekend for Virginia as well as Virginia Tech. And then Coach Bendorf isn't sure if Lucas is going to take any more visits, so it may well come down to Virginia Tech and Wake Forest. So we'll see. I do think Lucas has been very good in terms of keeping how he feels kind of close to the vest. I don't think really anybody has a great grasp in terms of where he may end up, although if he only visits these three schools, obviously that kind of helps things along. But I sincerely think Wake Forest is in pretty good shape. He's going to take an official visit there, so they certainly could impress him. And I know he mentioned that location is definitely not a factor in his decision-making process. And then he's going to UVA as well. So it'll be interesting to see. I think the official visit, these final two official visits, are probably going to tell the difference with Lucas. And we'll just have to see where he ends up as well.
Lucas Caporelli, right now lucky 13 on your rankings. I hope he's not a superstitious young man. Who else is going to decide soon? Is there anybody out there other than the ones you've mentioned that you think are ready to go? It seems like we're going to get a flurry in the next week or so, and then we got a lot of official visits the rest of January. And here's a question. Let me get this. And speaking of questions, I forget to ask people. Man, old age is terrible. Is signing day the 1st or the 8th?
Signing day is the 1st, actually.
Okay. It is always the first Wednesday in February.
Yeah,
I think that was one of those deals.
Right.
You know,
I believe that is exactly right.
I remember this from elementary school, that election day is always the first Tuesday after the first Monday. So if the 1st of November is a Tuesday, election day wouldn't be the 1st. But I couldn't remember if signing day was like that. Good. I hope it is the 1st, because on the 8th, the men's basketball team plays at Clemson. And I'm going to have a hard time doing much of a story, but they're at home on the 31st, so I can just stay in Blacksburg and take care of the recruiting stuff and do the show from there. I'm so excited. Thank you for making my day. So you think we're going to get a flurry now of guys who have done their visits and are ready to go, and then we got some visits to watch in January, and then, of course, the big rush in less than a month.
Well, I think we got the three this weekend, and I think it's going to be kind of spread out, honestly. I think we'll just have to see what happens. It seems like I mentioned, the 20th is kind of a big weekend. You have Eckerson coming in. Brandon Miner's taking his visit. Brandon Miner, the running back out of Verina, Matt Wright, scheduled to come into Virginia Tech and take a visit. And I think those guys, you'll see them probably make a decision after those after their visits there. So probably after the weekend of the 20th, and certainly this weekend with a, you know, a handful of commitments coming this weekend. I think it'll be kind of spread out and kind of up until signing day, and that's what it'll certainly keep everybody on their toes and see what's going on. But it looks like, if I had to say where the flurries may be, it would probably be after the weekend of the 20th, and in addition to this this weekend with the three kids looking to make their decisions this weekend.
4 weeks from tonight, the 1st of February. Can you believe that?
Nope. It flies up, that's for sure. And then got to get started, or ready to get started on the 2007 class, which I've already gotten a little start on, and Virginia Tech has already offered Verina High School's Devon Morgan, who's being offered as a free safety. So it's certainly, recruiting has never stopped, and that's what makes it fun. And definitely the sleep never comes, though, for sure, after signing day. Get ready for a lot of 2007 coverage as well.
No rest for the weary. All right, well, we're going to let you get some rest tonight, Chris. We appreciate your time. We'll be back on normal time next week, and we'll have lots of news from the weekend to talk about.
Thank you so much, Mike.
Okay, thank you, sir. Chris Horn, check out his work on TechSideline.com, and if you must, TheSaber.com. He covers Virginia recruiting as closely as he does Virginia Tech. He is well worth the cost of the TSL pass, which gets you even more than Chris Horn, but his recruiting updates are, as they say, money. So thank you, Chris Horn.